I'm Sean Power reporting. The Akron Opera House will debut the musical Godspell next week, with opening night set for Thursday, April 9th. Speaking on KLEM's What Now show this week, Colleen Westergaard-Baker, a member of the Opera House, explained what Godspell is about.
It's teaching about the parables and teaching about John the Baptist and Jesus. And the first act is really a fun take on the parables, just a really teaching portion. And the second, leading up to the crucifixion. So the first half is light, fun. The second act gets real, gets serious, and leads to the climax, which is the crucifixion. And the resurrection is there, too. But that's why it's so fitting for Easter, too.
Westergaard-Baker says the musical will feature the talents of more than 25 area performers.
This is community theater. We have approximately 25 people in the cast. We have a group, a company, which has, we have the lead. And we're the disciples with Jesus. And then the rest is a group of, it's our chorus, and they back us up. So, yeah, all community, all ages. Several high school students are in it as well. But most of us are middle-aged and, you know, either retired or working. So, yeah.
She says the music in particular will stand out to the audience.
The music is amazing. We have such a talented cast of performers. And Michael Harris, if you've never heard him sing, he is amazing as Jesus. He alone is worth coming to Godspell to hear. He is wonderful, but such a strong cast behind him as well, who are all very musically talented.
In a press release, director Val Phillips stated that the Opera House was excited to present the musical and said that the musical's powerful story and music makes it a favorite of all ages. Performances will be held April 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7:30 p.m. and April 12th at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased for $18, with discounts available for senior citizens and students, by visiting akronoperahouse.org or by calling 712-568-2614. Some farmers in northwest Iowa saw wind-driven fires rush across their fields this past weekend. Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Leah Tenapel says the damage to fields will vary.
There's a lot of factors that are going to play into the consequences per each field. But I would say a lot of growers aren't going to see too big of a impact when it comes to the upcoming planting season.
There weren't any crops in the fields, but Tenapel says there are concerns about the impact on nutrients for upcoming crops.
As far as nutrients like nitrogen and sulfur, those do volatilize at very high temperatures. So if you had any of that sitting on the surface when there was a fire, that will be gone at this point.
Tenapel says early applications could be safe.
If you applied some P and K fertilizers last fall, hopefully with the moisture that we received over the winter, or any crop residue that had some breakdown over the winter, those nutrients go into the soil and then they are not susceptible to loss when that fire occurs.
Tenapel says anyone with concerns can call the local ISU Extension office to get their questions answered. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.